14, we got our first china. It was Narutaki, and they did Narutaki. And it was thin, and we were so proud of that.
I'll bet. Would you explain how you would set a table? What the difference, just for every day and then
We would just set a regular table with the plates and the knife and fork and spoon. And we'd have the syrup and the butter and all of that on the table with the, of course we put everything on the table in those days. I don't know that there was anything different.
Did you ever?
But we, one thing, we did, instead of having 8 chairs, Mother sat at one end, Daddy at the other one, and 3 children sat on one side on a bench, and 3 on the other side on the bench. We had chairs, but we sat on that when we were real little. They might have thought we was wearing the chairs. I don't know.
Well, maybe but height had something to do with it. Perhaps the benches were higher.
Well, maybe that was it, but I remember that when I was a little bitty thing, I remember sitting on those benches at the table, but as far as table setting.
Did you ever remember using a case knife, or what a case knife is?
Case knife's just a regular knife.
And did it have wooden handles or
a lot of times for every day, I can remember a long time ago, we had those knives with a wooden handle and the forks with a wooden handle. And every once in a while, you'd have to clean. I don't know what the forks and the knife part was made of. But I remember a long time ago that we would scrub those with something to get them bright and shiny. And then, of course, the silk came in, and we had our silk.
Was the case knife called a case knife because of the wood?
No, a case knife was a knife you used at the table, one, a butcher knife. That's the way it
was. I see.
But I do remember those wooden handle knives and forks and spoons. They had wooden handles, and the others was made of, I don't know what they was made of. But anyway, I know that they would get stained and you'd have to rub them up like you rub silk, except you rub it harder.
Oh, you did. I'm afraid to run out. I wanted to ask you, I think we had more time. When you first had water in the kitchen, what did you use, or what did you call the thing that you turned to get the water to run?
The faucet.
And
kitchen faucet.
And it would, if you had a big barrel to draw something, say in the store, to draw something off, would that be a faucet or?
No, that's what's that called? I won't say tippet, but it's not there. Huh?
Third thing, if you have a hose outside the house, is that a faucet that you have outside?
Yeah, that's a faucet.
The reason I'm interested is I've heard hydrant, spigot, faucet.
Uh-huh. Well, it was the spigot that we always called about the barrel, but faucet every other one.
I see.
And I have heard people say spigots.
Yeah.
for faucets. Uh-huh. But it's all the same thing.
And outside the house, that's...
Well, it's the hydrant, but the you know, the thing that comes up is called the hydrant, and it has a faucet on
the
inner.
It's the faucet that you turn. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.